Welcome to God. Welcome to my worst morning on trail so far.
Welcome to Through.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Let us join Cody on trail somewhere just outside of Big Bear.
Last night, about 1:30, I woke up sweating, nauseated, and I threw up. It was only a little bit. And then I stopped, which I thought was unusual. Oh, man. And I went back to bed, and this morning, I'm not feeling good. I've stopped to throw up twice. I've taken an anti-diarrheal, and I'm hoping it passes quickly. I don't know what it is. I drank clean water yesterday from Water Cache and from town. The only filtered water I had was a little that Zach gave me from his filter, and he's fine, so my guess is it might be the canned oysters.
He drove us to the Vons grocery store, and we resupplied at Vons. I got ramen, potatoes,
oysters. It sucks because when I throw up, it tastes like oysters.
Disgusting.
I'm moving slow. I'm not sure what to do. I'm just hoping it'll pass soon, and I don't know. I just need to make it to water, which is probably like 8 miles. There's a road that you can hitch back into town. I don't really want to do that. I don't know. I'm just going to sit here for a minute. It's almost comically pitiful. Yeah, I've got like indigestion going on. It's just, it's not a fun stomach time. I don't know what the deal is. But yeah, this is not fun. I hear some people coming. Ah, man. I don't want to answer any questions about if I'm okay or not. Maybe I'll just go back and hide a little bit so they don't see me. Fuck. Oh, man. Oh, everything's just gurgling. I want this to go away. I'm gonna rest. And then see if and what I can do it for today, man.
Through is sponsored by BetterHelp. One reason I do therapy is so I can be an asset to those around me rather than a liability, because I've been a liability in the past. Hard to admit, but true. But sometimes the pendulum swings in the other direction, and I find myself caught up in what everyone else needs from me, and then I start neglecting my own mental health, and then all of a sudden I'm burned out, and everything is about me again, and maybe it was all about me all along, and you get it. So for the benefit of myself and those close to me, I go to therapy. And therapy helps me find the tools to find more balance in my life so I can truly support others without forgetting about myself. BetterHelp is one of the easiest ways you could possibly get started with therapy. It's entirely online, and you're going to be on your phone anyway, so all you have to do is just take one session of screen time and check out BetterHelp. Answer their little questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. Seriously, you can try all several thousand therapists if you want. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/through today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/through. Through is sponsored by Athletic Greens, and I just got the chance to try their AG1 product, and I've been taking it every morning, and it's quite good. I gave AG1 a try because sometimes that through hiker way of eating sticks with me, and I can be neglectful of my micronutrient intake. I take AG1 with a glass of water before having coffee and going for my very necessary daily mental health walk, and it makes me feel really awake and, like, clean. And I keep doing it because why change a good thing, you know? AG1 is way more than greens. It's daily nutrients plus long-term gut health, and I believe them on this one. My gut health has definitely improved since adding it to my routine. And whatever you might be imagining it tastes like, I'm willing to bet you'll be pleasantly surprised. It's actually quite good tasting. I'd describe it as light and fruity. So if you want to take ownership of your health, today is a good time to start. Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/through. That's athleticgreens.com/through. Check it out.
Cody attempts to hide from an approaching family hiking the trail. A child of said family points at the hiding Cody and turns to her parents and says, "A man is throwing up in the bushes."
So I have a decision to make. Basically, I'm 0.3 miles from a road that, or a trail that I can walk into town from. I'm not feeling well. I might have to go stay a night in town. I think that might be the best thing. Oh my god. Alright, I'm gonna try to walk down there and hang out for a second, decide what to do, walk into town. Or at least I'll have done these, whatever, 11 miles and get dropped off back here at this junction or walk back up to it and go from there.
Cody struggles onward. He can't stop shitting and or throwing up.
Okay, so I'm definitely... I'm definitely going back into town. I keep stopping every 5 minutes to dry heave. At this point, it's kind of a no-brainer. I don't think I can hike like this. So, it's a night in a hotel for me. I'm trying to be positive. At least I'll be at the hot springs on Monday. Then it won't be so crowded. There'll be plenty of time to crush miles and catch up, but man, no way. Oh, I can't believe I got this. I'm gonna blame it on the oysters. From now on, it's Pop-Tarts and ramen. Just some sort of processed stuff. Oh my god. Alright, I'm gonna try to struggle down to town. I do have the most amazing view right now of the snowy mountains behind Big Bear Lake. On a nice sunlit morning. It's really quite beautiful. It's the most scenic puke I've ever had.
If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley, mixed by NPAL Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aaliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katopish.
It was the most scenic puke he ever had.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct, murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.